Imagine witnessing the crucified Christ not just in art, but in real life. Today's story shows how Padre Pio's hidden suffering shattered a skeptic's heart, leading him back to God. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today, on Good Friday, we remember the brutal tortures endured by our Lord, including, of course, the crowning with thorns. And it seems fitting to share a story that reveals a lesser-known fact about Padre Pio. Most people know he bore the stigmata, the wounds of Christ's crucifixion. But he also endured, in secret, the pain of the crowning with thorns. Today's account reveals this hidden martyrdom and how witnessing it shattered the skepticism of a young man, leading to a lifelong conversion. This story comes from Frank M. Riga's book, Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them. Listen to this. In 1950, a young university student named Bruno G. from Lucera, a small town in southern Italy, became engaged to a devout young Catholic woman. But there was a serious problem. Unlike his fiancée, Bruno no longer believed in God. She told him, plainly, that she could not marry him unless he returned to the church. They argued about it all the time, but the girl simply would not change her mind. Eventually, Bruno reluctantly agreed to accompany her to San Giovanni Rotondo, though he held no belief in the holiness of Padre Pio, whom he considered an impostor and a charlatan. In other words, he went there with a hardened heart just to please his fiancée. But listen to what happened next. The couple went to early morning mass at the Friary Church. On that first morning, the girl was amazed to see Bruno looking pale and shocked as he stared at the altar during the consecration. He whispered to her, "Does this happen every day?" "Yes," she whispered back, not knowing what he really meant by the question. This strange reaction repeated itself over the next few days. Then, one morning at Mass, she saw him weeping. As they left the church, Bruno finally explained what he had been witnessing. He told her that he saw Padre Pio crowned with thorns, blood streaming down his face. His vestments shone with a brilliant light. He looked, in Bruno's own words, like the Ecce Homo, the Behold a Man painting, with his face transformed into the face of Jesus. Yet, despite the suffering, Padre Pio remained serene, and that was what moved him to tears. He thought everyone else in the church saw the same thing. His fiancée was amazed, but also uneasy. Was he telling the truth, or was it some kind of emotionally induced hallucination? After her confession, she asked Padre Pio directly whether her fiancé had really seen what he described. Padre Pio answered yes, what Bruno had witnessed was real. Bruno himself later went to the sacristy to speak with Padre Pio. He told him that sometimes he saw three crowns of thorns, and other times what looked like a bonnet of thorns. Padre Pio told him, "Thank the Lord, and don't be frightened or disturbed. I am not suffering as much as it appears." He then added, "Speak to no one about this. The secrets of God are to be guarded in the heart. The Lord loves you. Be faithful to him." Bruno, in fact, told no one, but his fiancée and relatives eventually shared the story. They also mentioned that during Mass, he could see only the altar and Padre Pio. Everything and everyone else faded from his view. A few years later, Padre Pio himself presided at the wedding of Bruno and his fiancée, and the couple remained faithful to the church for the rest of their lives. In addition to this story, the author also shares that one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, Cleonice Mercaldi, once asked him about the crown of thorns Bruno had seen. Padre Pio confirmed that he suffered this pain not only during Mass, but also before and after. She then asked which sins Jesus expiated through these thorns. He replied, all of them, particularly sinful thoughts. On another occasion, he told her, you must know that through divine condescension, I suffer all that Jesus suffered, his entire passion, as much as possible for a human creature. And with that, our story concludes. And so, on this day, when the church holds before our eyes the crucified Lord, may we remember that the mysteries of Christ's passion were not confined to a moment in history. They echo through eternity. May this Good Friday deepen our love, strengthen our hope, and draw us closer to the one who suffered, died, and rose for us. Wishing you all a contemplative Good Friday. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.